This is Zvi Hirschhorn Reb, continuing in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Lesson number 8 is today's lesson, and we are concluding the second perek by learning the last two Mishnayos of the second perek, Mishneh Vav and Mishneh Zayin. Relatively simple Mishnayos, because yesterday in Mishneh Hay we learned at the Korban Tamid, which was a keves, a sheep within its first year, a young sheep, a lamb, required, generally speaking, 9 Kohanim to be involved in carrying the sections of the Tamid and the accompanying menachos, etc., to the kevesh, to the ramp. Now, that's with a sheep, a lamb, a keves within a year. Relatively small animal. In Mishnah Vav, we're learning that for an aisle is a sheep too, but it is 2 years old. So it's bigger and heavier. And it requires more kohanim to be to be involved in carrying it. That's why Mishnah Vav says, aisle. Korev, ba'achad osor, 11 kohanim had to be involved. Habosor b'chamisha, the flesh of the animal was carried by 5 kohanim. As we learned earlier in Mishnah Hey, by the Korban Tomit, 1 kohen took the rosh and regel. That's the regel, the back regel, the rear regel, rear right regel. A second Kohen took the 2 forelegs of the animal. A third Kohen took the tail and the left rear leg. A fourth Kohen took the chest and the lungs and the trachea. And the fifth Kohen took the shtei defanos, took the 2 walls, 2 flanks of the animal. Hakirvayim v'hasoles v'hayayin b'shnayim shnayim. However, the kirvayim, the innards of the animal, which are much heavier in a 2-year-old animal, the aisle, than in the less than 1-year-old keves, required 2 people to carry it, not just 1. V'hasoles, v'hayayin, the meal and the wine which accompanied the korban were greater, were larger in quantity, in amount, in volume, than that which accompanied a keves. In the case of an aisle, there was shlosha esronim soles, 3 esronim, 3 measures of meal, of flour, and half a hin, liquid measure of yayin. So therefore, what was necessary was, I'm sorry, I think I got that wrong. The soles and the yayin for the aisle, the soles for the yayin was 2 esronim. For the keves, for the sheep, it was 1 esronim. For the aisle, it was 2 esronim, so you needed 2 kohanim. For the keves, the yayin was a quarter of a hin, which is 3 lugim, liquid measure. And the aisle was a third of a hin, 4 lugim. So it required an additional kohen. So you have 5 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. 5 plus 6 is 11. That's 11 for the aisle. Now we move on to the par. The par is a cow, which is that much larger. Well, for the cow, therefore, korev bi esrim vi arbo'o, 24 kohanim were necessary. Harosh v'horegel. First of all, when it came to the head and the rear right leg of the cow, those were much heavier than for either the keves or the aisle. So rather than having 1 kohen carrying both the rosh and the regel, no, horosh be'echod, the rosh required 1 kohen, v'horegel b'shnayim, and the regel required 2 kohanim. Ho'ukutz v'horegel, when it came to the tail section, and the forelegs of the animal, the rear left leg of the animal, ho'ukutz v'horegel, ha'oketz b'shnayim, the rear tail section required two kohanim, and the regel, the left rear foot, leg, bishnayim, also two. Hechoza v'hagero, when it came to the chest and the throat section of the animal. So, hechoza, the chest, be'echod, one kohen was sufficient. V'hagero, that's heavy in a cow, bishlosha, required three kohanim. Shtei hayodayim, the two forelegs, bishnayim, one kohen for each yad, each hand, each foreleg of the animal. Shtei hatfanos, bishnayim, the two flanks could be carried by two. Hakrovayim v'hasoles v'hayayim, when it came to the innards of a cow, bishlosha shlosha, you need three kohanim for that. When it came to the soles for the cow, which in the case of a par, of a cow, was three esronim soles, so that much more than the ayil, which was two esronim, and the kevitz, which was one esronim, so you require three kohanim to carry it. The same thing when it came to the yayin, the cow requires half of a hin, six lugim, as opposed to the ayil, only four lugim, and the kevitz, only three lugim. So therefore, the total, do the arithmetic, do the math, and you'll find there were 24 kohanim involved. The Mishnah and the Perek concludes, Bamedvar Mamurim, when did you have this whole procedure involving so many different kohanim? And establish the sequence and the choice, the selection of which kohanim would be involved with which honor. Only in the case of korbanos tzibur, only in the case of communal offerings, the korban tamid, the korbanos musaf, avol the korban yochid, when it came to an individual person's donation of a korban, then imnotzo lahakriv, whichever kohen wanted to do it, could do it, and could do all of it. Could do the shechita and the zrika and the halacha and the bringing up to the kevesh of the various sections and bringing up the mincha and the yayin, etc., etc. Makriv, he could do that. The Tosfos Yom Tov leaves us with an interesting question. He says the whole purpose was that people shouldn't, the kohanim shouldn't fight, but rather they should have a pious, and through the pious determine who does what. Now you're telling me that we're back to square one. Whichever Kohen volunteered could do it. Well, suppose there were 20 Kohanim who volunteered, and each of them wanted to do it. Well, aren't we concerned with what's called Osili and Suye? Aren't we still concerned about a machlokas between the Kohanim? The Tosfos Yom Tov has no answer for that question. I challenge you to come up with an answer. Finally, the last phrase, Hefsheton v'nituchon shel elu v'elu shovim. When it comes to flaying, stripping the hide from the flesh of the animal, and the nituach, which means sectioning the animal, cutting it into sections, there, both the korban tzibur and the korban yochid, whether it was a communal offering or a private person's offering, shoven, they were both equal. You didn't even need kohanim. These operations were kisherim bezor, a non-kohen could perform them, without the involvement of any Kohen and without the pious, without the selection process that we studied. And so we have finished lesson number 8 and in the process finished the second Perek of Mishnayos Yomah.